Okay, you know what? You two can suck my dirty, foul a-hole.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Okay. Hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. It is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I am back again along with my wonderful co-hosts for yet another edition of Eat This Hot Piece of Dog Fucking Piss Shit Cunt. So let me begin by introducing my wonderful co-hosts, the ever gorgeous, the ever lovely, the ever popular, the ever chicken eating songstress of the South, Ms. Wanda Wisdom. Say hello, Wanda.
Hey, diddly hi, diddly ho there, lady friends.
And also along with me is the the quintessential is not even a strong enough word.
I am against you.
The whore of Babylon herself, Ms. Madge Weinstein. Say hello, Madge.
You know, we didn't get a single comment on our last program, just realized.
I noticed.
Oh my God.
And why do we bother?
Why do we bother? That's a great question, especially for me today.
If a crazy alter ego squawks on a podcast for an hour and nobody says nothing, did it really happen?
Yes. It just was a waste of time.
Oh, well, yeah, because like when we had 3 comments, it was worth our effort.
Well, ladies, as I said before we started recording this wonderful, magical, incredible journey that we like to call Eat This Hot Show, I have got abso-fucking-lutely nothing to talk about. I made no notes. I just really have been irresponsible.
Welcome to the way Wanda and I do the show every fucking time.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you can have a complex about it because we don't.
It feels.
But I got a story. I got a story for you.
Oh, bless your heart. Go for it, darling.
If you think you could perhaps indulge me for a moment,
surely.
There's this one. I'm gonna send you
Wanda.
The links. Here, how do I do this?
Oh, I got a beep. That means something came through to me.
Okay, so there's this lady. She's a big, proud lady. And she basically had an affair.
I heard about this, yes.
Oh, did you hear about this? She had an affair and basically had 2 babies, twins, by different fathers. Twins in the same uterus.
Oh, they didn't say on the radio that she was black.
Racist.
Did you have to go there?
You alluded to it when you said she's a big mama.
I didn't say she was a big mama. I said she was a big, proud lady.
Yeah,
look
proud.
At how proud, she,
proud.
Look how proud she is of her baby.
That means she's either black or she a lesbian. Those are the only kind of women's that are proud.
Anyway.
And Edie, little Edie.
Can you imagine? So now I thought
Mother
at first.
Mother darling.
Shut up.
We're staunch, mother darling. We're staunch.
Oh, here we go. This is the let's rehash.
So Wanda, go ahead, sweetheart. Wanda, go ahead. Talk about the lady with the 2 baby. The 2 baby from the different daddy.
Oh, you are so rude.
Were they both mailmen?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go take a shit.
Clank was one of them. And Pete. Was it Pete?
2 mailmans.
2 mailmans.
Okay.
And it was
they
did special delivery.
What were they wearing?
They was wearing their post office outfits. That's all I'm saying, baby.
Okay.
Their little shorts on down and shit.
Okay.
Offensive program that we have recorded. Now, but the reason I brought this up was not because she was black, you goddamn racist pigs. It was because I wanted to. My first reaction was this a gangbang situation?
One right after another.
There was lots of semen going on in her uterus.
She has one of those now serving counters above her bed. So now serving number 46, ding, and then the next one comes in. So it's just one right after another.
And that's what happens. She got special delivery. Oh,
shut up! Let me just tell the story. Then you can go and on for hours, for all I care. So it says, according to the story, the bizarre double conception happened when Mia cheated on her partner, James, with another man.
I hope it's another man.
Right.
So, but it didn't happen at the same time. So she cheated on her husband.
Okay.
Then made up with her husband, and then
active
had sex.
Listening.
And that sperm was such a slow move, or the eggs, I guess, were slow moving.
Mm-hmm.
They were fertilized by two different fathers.
It was from an upside down bukkake.
What's an upside down bukkake?
It's when you do a headstand and everybody comes on your vagina.
Oh, gross.
And
that
it ends up looking like a hairy glazed donut.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying, baby.
Okay, you know what?
What?
Okay.
You too.
I'm sorry, Wanda.
Suck my dirty, foul a-hole.
Oh, my.
I would like to discuss something as well.
I would like to officially apologize. I would like to officially apologize to Wanda for derailing your...
Don't you apologize to black people everywhere?
Oh, because I don't do no retributions. I ain't doing no retributions, baby.
Oh, God.
I elected one of them presidents.
Jesus Christ on a crucifix. Listen, I want to talk.
What else is fucking new?
Oh, sure. You can talk. You go right ahead. I'll just shut up.
I asked permission.
Go right ahead, darling. Spit it out.
Okay, so we had a movie night Saturday, and we watched the wonderful film Sunset Boulevard with Gloria Swanson.
Oh.
And having seen it for the first time since I watched Grey Gardens 800 times, I realized that there are many similarities between the two films.
Yes. Between the two lifestyles as well. The
yes.
Faded glory, the faded fame, the total lack of self-awareness.
The headdresses.
Sugar cake.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
Tea for two. I got nothing.
Yeah, the dancing. I do terrific dancing.
Now, here, I have a question for the audience.
Do you care?
Which of the three of us is most likely to end up a bitter old hermit?
Does that exclude the one that already is?
Not like the other. Was that me? Are you talking about me? I'm not a hermit.
May,
are you talking about May? I'm not a hermit.
I do terrific dances.
I do, mother darling. Was staunch, the marble form.
I think
staunch.
People turned into Eat This Hot program, not, regurgitate.
Staunch women.
Staunch women, mother darling. I didn't like Mr. Beale. He was cruel to mother. He was cruel to mother.
Mm-hmm.
Masticated it. Chewed
it. I'm not schizophrenic. I got a hell of a temper.
I haven't got any warts on me.
We're idiots.
Because I got nothing. I absolutely got nothing. You know what we did last night? You want to hear what we did?
What did
you and the Grinch do last night?
The Grinch and I, we had a movie day and night. So we watched, we watched Milk. It was wonderful. Sean Penn
loves
is
that
terrific
movie.
In that movie. And I'm not a big fan of Mr. Penn.
I'm glad you brought a movie.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze, sweetheart?
No.
From Ms. Wisdom.
I'm glad you brought up movies. You know what movie I saw that was amazing? Maybe you both seen it.
What's on?
Frost picnics and
we had that in our grubby little paws, and I said, you know, I don't think so, and we put it down, so we shouldn't have put it down.
It is so good.
We couldn't figure out how they could make a movie.
See,
out
I heard,
of that.
I
couldn't
the critics
either.
Panned it, but
what
you liked the critics is, panned it, but you liked it.
Are you kidding? I didn't know that. No, it was an amazing, brilliant movie. Frank Langella was just a brilliant performance.
He's
it was phenomenal.
Stage actor, that's why.
It was a wonderful movie.
I'll have to put it on my Netflix.
What did you say about Frank Langella?
He's a stage-trained actor, and they're always the best. Always.
And this was a stage play originally, and he played Nixon in the stage play as well.
Yeah, I think the stage play is still going, isn't it? I mean, it was here in Minneapolis, I think, not too long ago.
Well, then it must be gone.
They have theaters in Minneapolis?
Mm. Oh, my God, it's...
I'm telling you, this movie was so good, and they basically reduced all of Watergate down to the fact, and this is my interpretation of the film, that basically Nixon was an alcoholic.
Never heard that before.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. I'm being sincere.
Well, I don't know that he was, but it was implied, and it was very, very interesting. Very interesting movie. Very interesting.
Speaking of stage...
You gotta see this thing. I don't want to give it away.
Speaking of good theater, I'm going to go see Thursday. I don't remember which I'm seeing first, but you know Tony Kushner is in town.
Uh-huh.
And I think there are three pieces that they're doing of his, but the first one, I think... I don't remember which I'm seeing.
The Vagina
first.
Monologues?
The Intelligent Homosexual's Guide to Capitalism and Socialism.
Oh, really?
With a Key to the Scriptures. And then there's a musical, and I forget what it's called now. It's
Prolapse, the musical with Cheryl.
What is it?
Starring Cheryl Murkowski.
Black Twins from Different Daddies.
Did you know that Cheryl graduated from Prolapse school this weekend?
She did.
I didn't know she was now a legitimate practicing
something or other in the state of something.
Prolapsed.
State of denial.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. Hold on.
She's prolapsed in the state of denial.
I hear a lot of squeaking.
I have a foot massager that I bought at a flea market for $2, and you will not deny me this pleasure.
Okay, I have another question. Plasma?
What?
What do you
plasma
say?
Or LCD?
Oh, that's a tough question.
LED, neither. LED. It's better for the environment.
I thought it was LCD.
No. There is LCD, but there's the newest technology is LED. That's what Apple uses in their in their notebooks. LCD is liquid crystal displays.
As opposed to LED, which is light-emitting diodes.
Right, and the LEDs use much less energy, and they don't use mercury.
Can you buy LED HD TVs that aren't like $8,000?
I don't know, mother darling. But I do know that Apple's cinema display is made with LEDs, and they have them on
the buses. If LED is not a possibility, do you recommend plasma or the LCD?
Are you in the market for a television, my darling?
I am.
Then this is what I would suggest. Go to the Consumer Reports website.
But their website, you got to pay for all that shit.
Yeah, don't you got to pay? Don't you got to pay?
Well, you know, I know that the two of you are used to stealing everything that you have.
Hello!
Hey.
But the rest of us support the economy by actually legally purchasing things.
Hello.
All of us can be bloated rich white people.
Well, it's not easy. Someone's got to do it. But Wanda, I would strongly recommend you doing just a small investment because you're going to be making a big investment in a TV.
No, I've done a lot of online research. I just was curious if I've been
God
asking everybody.
Wheel. Why do you need a goddamn TV? Just get one of those iTVs for your Macintosh.
Look.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Don't you live in a studio?
Ain't nobody can afford all
don't
that
you,
business.
It ain't nothing to afford. You already got the computer. I'm trying to save you money, Nades.
I know, but I want a bigger display.
Do you have
Why does everything end in AIDS?
studio.
Well, I guess it does end in AIDS if you're not careful.
Well, why don't you just get a nicer monitor for your current computer, and then you can use it for both. And the ITV, which is really cheap.
Yeah, but how much is that finna cost, my ass?
Well, what kind? How big a telly do you want?
Well, I mean, I was thinking like a 32 inches.
Okay, well, let's look it up on the newegg.com. I love looking for this shit.
Or,
maybe
you
this
know,
is
I would
something
settle,
that will make people comment. They can recommend hardware, these idiots.
I would settle let's for 26. But
20
ideally,
inches?
26.
Ooh. I have a 29, 27 and 29 inches, but mine is the LCD. It's fine. But it's more than that. You got to look at other things like the refresh rate. And I don't know. I think Vera's right about the consumer reports. I think you should read the consumer reports.
They're really, oh, really,
very
really
good.
Reliable.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. We got the 90
degrees. Honey. Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 ask, woo, woo. Ask your postal worker to deliver you somebody else's by wink mistake.
They'll drop it, though. Wink, wink, Wanda's wink. Postal people kick boxes full of things, remember?
Hey, yeah, do get you the have most... any recommendations? And if listeners have recommendations okay. on places to buy cheap electronics, that
here's
would be
great. Here's a 30-inch, no, sorry, 27.5-inch, and it's $329.
Oh, that's let's not see. Bad.
That seems let's very see. Reasonable.
Now, this is not a TV, though. This is a computer monitor.
Yeah, it don't got a HD TV tuner. But you know what? I don't have cable. I don't want cable.
But you can get the HD TV tuner for about $100, $150, the ITV. It just when plugs into the USB. But if you want to deal with that, of course.
So now send me a link here, Missy Tranny.
Okay, I'm just at newegg.com.
What is Newegg? Ow, ow,
new
I got
egg,
a pain in my
eggs.
Neck.
Is that like some kind
new
of...
egg. What happened? You got a Charlie Hoos?
I got some in my neck. It hurts. Ouch.
It's a God. Pain.
I hate that fucking... I'm just... Today is bad. Go, what is
Why
new
is
egg?
Today so bad? You know, you've been dying... We've been dying to ask. Not really.
But. No, not really that, but... No, it's just that, you know how when... Like, I wanted to look at my email and my computer crashed.
Right? Well, you have a PC, honey.
Oh, let's not get into the Mac PC debate.
Oh, sure. No, okay. Not when it's your computer that's failing. Oh. Well, oh. Oh, no. But when it's my problem, it's because it's a Mac. Oh, hell
Mac
no.
AIDS.
Hell to the no.
Uh-huh, baby.
Bitch.
Listen, I want to do you twice so I could get twins in one vagina.
Bitch.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Now, anyway, so then I mm-hmm. then I was like panicked because there was no way I'd have to get a message to you that I was going to be late, and I was nervous, and then I realized I didn't have anything to, and I had to do my show, and I got nothing to do with this show, and I just can't.
Well,
take
why don't
all
you
this
call 1-800 wham wham wham?
Okay.
Wham wham wham. Wham. As, it's Pat.
Or
say.
as my dear departed father used to say, here is a quarter. Please call someone who gives a shit.
Or yeah, that's from a country song that
I
like
thought,
to say.
I thought you two loved me and care.
Here's
about,
a quarter. Go call someone who cares.
What yeah,
cares
I don't know about, what kind of family you grew up in, but we show our love in special ways.
In layups.
Layups.
So okay, I got a question. Follow up.
Another
May
one.
I have a follow up, Mr. Bush?
Yes, honey.
So I get the Apple TV, I can hook all this up to this, or what do I need to do?
I don't fucking know.
You need to call tech support in India.
You have an Apple TV?
No.
Are you finna get one?
I don't know, I'm just looking at my options. But
where'd you get all this money? Oh, because you, did you inherit money?
No.
Oh, God.
No, got my taxes back.
You get taxes back and I pay $10,000.
Oh my God.
Great.
That's because I I work for a company who actually pays my
As the Grinch said when I told him that you paid $10,000 in taxes, he said, and I quote,
that means you make a lot of money.
How the hell much did he make?
No, it means, what do you mean he?
She, I'm sorry. I have such a problem with pronouns.
Yeah, it's called being an idiot. What's the pronoun for idiot?
That would be Madge.
Yeah, hilarious. Uh-huh. No, I didn't make a lot of money. It's just that no taxes were taken out.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, I kind of get it a little bit. But I let my accountant handle all that trivial stuff.
Oh.
I can't be bothered with handling of money.
Oh.
It's just mundane things that I need to spend, live.
Are you going to get, is it offset any of your money, your thousands of dollars offset by a stimulus check?
What stimulus check?
Isn't there a second stimulus?
I don't know. You know what? I'm a mess. It's horrible. And my former employer still hasn't resolved the fact that they royally fucked up my documentation. So my taxes are delayed. I had to file late, get an extension because of them, and now I'm paying interest because of them. And they're completely uncooperative in resolving the issue. And I'm not the only one that it happened to. But they're lying and saying that it is, that I am. Complete and utter incompetence in the accounting department.
I hate when that happens.
Ugh.
So are you gainfully employed?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I'm gaining weight.
Oh. Are you seeing anyone?
Your mother.
Uh-oh.
Is she out and about again?
Yeah, I hate her.
You ate her or you hate her?
I ate her out.
You ate her out?
Your mom.
Did she like it?
That's original.
She never liked it when I did it.
I don't think she noticed. She was kind of asleep.
Oh.
Smell a little mothbally.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not seeing anyone. No, I don't have a gerb. Footnote, asterisk.
Okay.
For after the program, unless you want to edit it out.
Oh. We can talk after.
Okay.
And Wanda, how is your life treating you, my darling? Other than the recent sorrows, have there been some happinesses flying your way?
Oh, yes. Life is quite good. I'm swiftly approaching Pride Month, which means lots of gay activities for me to participate in. I'm very excited.
We am proud.
We.
Pride.
And
Pride.
What do you have to be nice, proud about?
It's nice and warm outside.
You're gay. And you have Michelle Bachelet, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Bachman.
Who's Michelle Bachelet? Someone else.
Michelle Bachman?
No, Bachelet. It's somebody
else. Bachelet. Oh, she's the president, prime minister, leader.
Of what of, country?
Bachelet. Is that...
penis...
Bachelet, that's someone that's not married.
It's not Peru.
It's a little person that's not married, a bachelet.
Oh, it's Chilades.
Chilades.
Why does everything end in AIDS?
Well, how come it takes you about 8 months to catch up on this? Seriously.
8 months? Try like 8 years.
Yeah.
No.
Idaho over there.
She's actually the president and a former torture victim, Michelle Bachelet.
Bachelism. Oh,
that's right. And she was related to what's his face? Or.
No, she wasn't related. Her father was imprisoned by Pinochet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Pinochet.
Penis Che Bachelet.
Penis Chafe.
Che Guevara.
Oy Guevara.
So it's just like one big like word association. That's all this program is.
It's so sad.
You know, Kiko is insane. Do you get these promos from Kiko of the Visitronics radio?
Yes. No,
isn't he nuts?
Well,
hold on, I'm gonna play something. Hold on, let me see if this works. Well, don't wait. I mean,
I don't think he's nuts. I think he's very dedicated to what he's doing.
Listen.
I'm listening. That was good.
Hold on. No, listen again.
Okay.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, that's better.
It's not worth...
You see, that's what is so often forgotten.
Oh, God.
Pride. Nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it. Nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it.
Great Gardens Mashup.
I have a bunch of stuff to play for you, including Dolly Parton's
audiobook. I don't know what's going on here. How did Howard Stern come
out? Yeah, that's some book.
Sorry, wait.
What is she writing?
I'm sorry.
Ever on top of things.
Wait. I never had a spit personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
I have a hell of a temper. It's now, southern.
Have you seen The Beals of Grey Gardens?
Yes. That's what that's from, the split personality.
That's, yeah, that's what I thought it was, because it didn't sound
now,
like...
Now, this is the best clip, and it's about Cheryl Prolapse.
Oh, okay.
From Grey Gardens.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. You ever see such ugly face? Oh, God. Your face is so ugly. Look at that.
Isn't that wonderful that they talked about Cheryl all the way back then?
That's a
I don't
wonderful
see how
thing.
She can be 25 when they were talking about her in the 70s. Plus, she sounds old.
Do you have OCD, honey?
I have pride.
You see, that's what is so...
I think you have obsessive-compulsive
pride.
Behavior.
Nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it.
Wanda, are you still with us, darling?
They think you don't have it.
Yeah, Mother I'm darling. Here. I'm just waiting for the storm to
they
pass.
They think you don't have
oh,
it.
Bless your heart. Pride. I have a feeling this is a big fucking storm.
So often forgotten.
Okay, enough Bye. With the clips. Enough with the fucking clips now. Okay,
I'm done.
Not
I'm done.
That I have anything to fill the time with.
I am just... done with the clips.
All right.
But well, you said I it was am... Gay Pride Month. I was just doing some pride.
I understand.
They say I don't have any.
One of the last times that we went to the Pride Parade out here, Gooch got on TV.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Did I tell you that story already?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's funny.
Jesus, now I'm
You can tell it again for the people that don't listen and don't comment if you want.
Well, Wanda, did you hear when my Gooch got on TV?
Yes.
Okay, then then I won't repeat myself.
Yeah, it was the comment, you know, why you always got to show drag queens and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Well, it was not.
Baka, baka, baka was the more. Yeah,
that's what got him on TV, right. Was the baka, baka, baka.
Hey, did they seat Al Franken yet, or what's the story?
No, we still got to wait till the state Supreme Court renders a verdict. That happening, then perhaps if Mr. Coleman does not take things to a federal level, then we'll be done finally.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It's absolutely asinine.
I mean, why does it take so fucking long? I mean, when it happened on the presidential level, they got it resolved in a month or two.
Well, because, frankly, it's, you know, I don't know. But I will tell you, if he takes things to the federal level, there's going to be I don't think that's going to happen, because our governor, I don't think, would stand for it. And I don't think the Republican people in this state would really, you know, let.
That's
because
you don't have any pride.
Oh, OK.
What special events are you going to be doing for Pride, Wanda? Because I know you always... Like have
well,
things.
Well, I'm gonna be hosting the fourth annual Twin Cities group orgy and Bukkake Fest.
Do they serve food at those?
You can get it kind of is in and of itself a meal.
You're not supposed to eat it.
If you're you just... get what.
Bukkake's just squirting all over somebody's face, isn't it? They're
not
eating.
You don't eat the cum. You don't eat the cum.
You don't eat the... What?
But you don't.
Why don't you?
Very lovely picture of the Grinch, by the way. He looks very handsome.
Did you see him on the boat?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see no pictures.
Is that the cruise ship you were on last year?
Yep. That's the cruise ship.
It's very cute.
Where's
isn't
my
he?
Pictures?
He's beautiful. I love
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it reminds me of that famous sculpture they have in the Louvre. You know, with the angel.
In the Louvre. Actually, he was trying to do I'm King of the World, Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio
right.
on the Titanic.
Uh-huh. Ah. Too bad you weren't in it.
Yeah. We don't have a wide enough angle lens.
Your font use, though, has something to be desired. It's very pixelated font.
Do you want to see my big banana?
Yes, please. I saw it in your turquoise underwear.
Didn't we see your turquoise already?
No, no, no.
My God, she's really losing it.
Oh. Somebody just
isn't that clever?
It is a big banana. Is that really a big banana, or is it superimposed?
No, it's just a trick of the eye. The banana is closer to the camera than I am.
Oh, I see.
But your t-shirt's
so
like
no,
backwards.
I don't think so, Wanda, because your hands aren't in the right place for that to happen.
Wanda?
Why is your shirt backwards?
Why is this shirt backwards?
Thanks to Apple. That's how it renders.
I don't understand.
I can see a little bulge between your legs there. Is that your stuff?
I don't think you should use the term little.
I'm sorry. I can see an enormous, gigantic, huge bulge.
That's
boy, that chair looks like my chair. I think we got the same chair.
But you are in the chair.
But you are, Blanche.
But
you are in the chair.
Wanda,
did you get that at Office Depot or Staples, your chair?
Yes, it was an Office Depot purchase.
I think we have the same chair.
Oh,
isn't that exciting?
Get over it.
Oh my God, you're like an old lady. No, but Madge, all that I did was put the
just
banana
like it
in the foreground, and then I scooched my chair all the way back, and then I, you know.
But how come your hands are so much smaller than the nanny?
Because my hands are not holding the banana.
What's holding the banana?
It's hanging off camera.
That's clavar. I understand.
Yeah, isn't it cute? That's what they did in Lord of the Rings. That's where I learned it. That's how they made the little people look really little.
I do terrific dances.
Mother darling.
Yes. Yes.
I do want to say, just in case.
I'm going to be Little Edie. You can't be Little Edie.
I'm
Big Edie. I'm Big Edie because Gooch is Little Edie and I'm Big Edie. We've been calling ourselves Big and Little Edie since we bought this house because our house is gray, and so it became our gray gardens.
Told
just
us already.
In case you thought
I'm just trying to fill the time.
Program.
With
I
the
just
redundancy
wanted to
department.
With you.
I wonder if
we have a loving,
comments
and happy,
on this
and
show.
Large audience who enjoys the program.
Program. Listen.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Listen.
First of all.
Listen.
I don't know. I thought I had something to say, but I don't. I was going to talk about Trotsky. I wanted to talk about Trotsky, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, how's he doing? I love that dog.
He's perfect.
Is he is he behaving and not peeing all over your apartment or your condo or your house?
He's a good boy. Oh, very good boy.
That's wonderful.
He waits for me. He duties. He yer-yers. He doesn't like the wind, though.
The wind?
But, you know, he doesn't like the wind. He's still
he
got a wee whisk pan.
And he lives in the windy city.
Oh, I went out with my nephew the other day, and we went to the park. There's a picture on my Flickr with him. He loves waterfalls. And then some weird drunk pedophile started chasing after the both of us.
Chasing?
What?
Yeah, with his dog, Champ.
Oh, my.
I hate drunk people at the park. Don't you? Don't you hate drunk people accosting you?
I know. It happens so often.
We have lots of drunks downtown.
Uh-oh.
Ah, Christ. I dropped a class ring out of my vagina.
Oh, dear. Someone was fisting you and they left it inside?
No, there's a couple up there. By the way, I haven't had sex with Clarissa again.
Excellent.
And she has certainly tried to contact me many times. And I will say that what was impactful for me, and I don't know if impactful is a word. But
well, it depends on where she's sticking it.
Right.
Ivan.
And what was impactful is whichever one of you or both of you said, you know, it sounds like she's getting what she wants out of the deal, and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth.
Wasty.
But I got to say I was pretty tempted today, because I've been... Well, let's just say I was doing a lot of editing of... you know. things.
Vacation footage?
Right.
Machu Picchu pictures?
We went to the Hershey, Pennsylvania, and went to the chocolate factory.
Oh, dear Lord, don't you love those chocolate kisses?
Not really.
Racist.
You can't be racist against candy.
You can't.
It's just candy, that's all.
It depends upon the color and what you talk about when you talk about the candies. That's all.
It's just candy.
It's just candy. Candy dandy, but liquor quicker.
And you add May and you got yeast.
Uh-huh. So, Wanda.
Yes.
You're being so quiet, sweetheart. Are we just driving you crazy?
No, not at all.
We're being fascinating.
Because I know that I really thought, and I'm serious, I really thought last week's show was good and funny.
Right.
And I loved
I did too. I really did too.
And not one single fucking comment?
No. Maybe there was something wrong with the thing.
Oh, with the commenter?
Are we that, Bo Rings?
Some people just, you know, have lives.
Oh, bitch.
And they listen on, you know, I got a couple emails from people who mentioned the program last week. So
what'd they
people
say?
Are actually listening.
Did well, they like people, me the best?
One was a general comment, and then one was a link to a certain program that I had asked Madge to find for me. But
what?
Remember, there was I wanted that one movie that is not in.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
Outrage.
About.
That's because you have short-term memory, you old.
Oh, that watch. Movie. Oh, like I'm supposed to remember shit? No, I didn't find it.
Well, somebody sent me a link to one of them things, and but I don't know how to do them things. That's how internet retarded I am.
You need to download a program called Vuse, V-U-Z-E. Google it, download it, install it, and then you can do it. Right. Now, that reminds me, there's a movie I'm looking for. It's called Dumplings. It's a Chinese movie.
It's a scat movie.
No, it's a better. It's a Chinese movie about people who have abortions in order to eat them and stay young. And I want to find the movie for Cheryl and me.
What's it called?
Dumplings. It's Chinese. It's on the IMDb.
Are you
Chinese.
Me?
A Chinese person told me about it. No, I'm not kidding.
Is this some kind of racial joke?
No, it's a Chinese movie.
IMDb, and it's called Dumplings?
Yeah. But that's the English translation of the Chang Chong. But I know you speak Japanese. That can't be too far from it.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, they all look alike, so they all sound alike, too.
Konnichiwa, konnichiwa. Eat my ass. Oh, here's a story. Senior sex, it happens, but it can be risky.
Uh-oh.
When older people start dating, they run into many of the same heart-pounding issues as the young. Let's see, Emily Gordon, 73, from Carrboro, North Carolina.
Canadian.
On the dating scene. Let's see. Whether younger people want to hear it or not, at least 20% of older adults are sexually active. But these older sex partners can be at risk in a healthcare world that tends to overlook the amorous activities of the elderly. On the emotional side, Gordon says older people she has encountered most want a friend to talk to, then someone to date, and yes, a partner for something beyond dating. Ugh. She complains about the mothball stench of her 85-year-old boyfriend, Murray.
Oh.
Murray, you smell like mothballs.
That's because they're moldy on the inside.
Murray, eat me. Do me up the back door, Murray. I like it up the back door.
Oh, I died.
Oh,
okay,
Murray.
Apparently, here's the thing, the movie. May is a doctor and has performed a lot of illegal abortions in the past.
See?
For her age, she looks very young. Her secret? Homemade dumplings from a special recipe. A neglected wife of an executive is looking for youth and is willing to pay any price for the dumplings. The ingredients of the dumplings are rare, but then a mother with her pregnant daughter shows up.
This is, sounds like this is fiction.
It is.
It is fiction. I didn't say it was true.
I thought it was. Movie. This was a true story.
Well, that's because you're a dumb bitch.
Well, that goes without saying. Wanda, why do you laugh at that? That just encourages her.
Because it's the truth. Truth is funny.
It encourages her to say cruel things, and she's such a kind... Madge is such a kind soul that when she says cruel things, it throws people's ideas of her off.
Now, do either of you have any legitimate stories that you'd like to talk about on today's program? Not to, you know, take over for you, Vera, because
I actually did a good job of research hosting today.
First of all, I don't mind you taking over. And second of all, you were saying, Madge, you have something to say?
Excuse me? What hurts?
And smells. You were both
talking. Oh, no, I'm looking up my notes right now. I'm looking at my notes.
Well, you know, we also watched Taken with Liam Neeson.
What's that about?
Well, it's stupid. You know, it's a typical stupid.
Glad you brought it up.
Suspend your level of disbelief, ridiculous level of disbelief movies. But, you know, if you like the action and suspense kind of thing, it was fun. But you don't watch movies like that to try to believe them.
What's this weird thing on Lady Bunny's blog? This weird lady has this blog and she like says really hateful things about Farrah Fawcett. She writes, "Poor, poor Farrah Fawcett. What crueler a fate than cancer of the shithole." Revis and I decided that if our beloved Miss Fawcett was going to perish at the hands of something as vicious as ass cancer, we ought to give her the respect she deserves by naming said cancer after her. Alas, and I think that maybe this is Lady Bunny's comments, notify the medical books what was once cancer of the ass is now to be referred to as Jill Monroe Hole sickness.
Or as we call it, leaky faucet.
But then there's a picture of her with her baby playing with a gun, and it's sucking on the gun's shaft. Very weird things.
Shaft!
Let's see. That's
that bitch won't respond to me anymore.
Well, maybe she hates you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I said something. Or she's too busy sucking Puerto Rican.
She just realized that we're not interesting anymore. Like we ever were. Let's see. Transsexual begins hunger strike in Nottinghamshire.
There's a story that I reported on Big Gay News about this family. They have an 8-year-old child who they're letting live as a girl. And the Catholic school that the previously male student was going to has quite obviously barred the student from coming back to school as a girl.
Well, that's not nice.
No.
Sexism is dumb. Is that the Walgreens?
What?
Is that the Walgreens? Well, nobody's saying anything. I might as well get the phone. Hello?
As long as we...
Hello?
I'm recording a program right now. I can't talk. I just didn't recognize the number. I thought you were the Walgreens.
No. Okay, call me later.
Bye.
Who was that?
Who was that John sexy P. voice? John P. has a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Wasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question.
What?
Do you think, and it's going to sound like a joke, and it's not. Do you think that drug use should be legalized?
Yes.
I think it depends on the drug.
Now, that's a very interesting point. So could you tell me your parameters and how you differentiate, Wanda?
I don't have a personal problem with
I'm not talking, I would never approach anything personal in that area ever again. I'm talking about for our country.
Marijuana. I have no problem with the country legalizing marijuana, but if they were to legalize crystal meth or something like that, I would have a minor problem, I think.
Okay, and truly, I'm curious why. And I only ask because Gooch and I were having a very long discussion about this, so I'm interested in hearing your opinions of why you think that marijuana is a go, but crystal meth is a no.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't have very informed of an opinion, but my just gut reaction is marijuana. People are going to abuse it like they abuse alcohol, and there are certainly downsides to that. But in terms of, criminalizing recreational pot usage, what pot does to your body versus what crystal meth does to your body seems rather benign.
And it's not just your body, Vera. Marijuana is not a poison. crystal meth is a poison. It poisons the environment. It poisons the groundwater. It poisons the entire economy, not economy, ecosystem.
Okay.
And when there's like these meth, what they call a meth kitchen, they have to condemn the whole land for like a long time because it's so, yeah. It's chemicals. It's kind of like making arsenic legal, in my opinion.
Okay. What about other drugs that don't do that? Do you feel it should be across the board?
No, I don't.
No? What are
across the board legal? Mostly, yeah, unless it's like with some exceptions like meth. Like cocaine, heroin, marijuana, sure, make them legal. Who gives a shit?
Now,
I mean, might as well.
Right. What I was thinking...
Yeah, I don't know about... I don't know enough... I mean, I would much rather people with a more informed opinion make these decisions than me.
What? Than me?
Well, wait, but we're not making decisions, Wanda. We are simply stating our, albeit relatively uninformed, but we're just stating our opinions and how we feel about it. I think that that's okay.
I would err on the side of individual liberty. And so people should be allowed to make stupid, stupid mistakes and not necessarily cost the rest of us, you know, billions of dollars by creating a second class of citizens in our country with a prison population that is, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like my problem is not that I don't think drugs can cause problems, because obviously I know from personal experience they can, but you can't legislate stupidity, as many people have said in the past.
Yeah. Right.
So you can educate. I mean, we can educate people to not abuse drugs. We can show them the benefits and consequences. We can try to help them when they become addicted if they want help. But other than that, I don't think we need to create a criminal element, because that's really what it's done, don't you think?
Yes. It's created a class of criminals, most definitely. Especially the more benign. See, I consider marijuana to be much more benign than heroin or even cocaine to that extent. But what I was thinking about and what I was talking to Gooch about was I don't think that all this should be illegal at all. I think it's insane. I don't think prostitution should be illegal. I don't think drug use should be. I don't think suicide should be illegal. All the things that are really ridiculously illegal. However, with that caveat, I would say that I think certain drugs, alcohol included, promote really bad behavior. And
really.
And I think that the more access to the drugs, the easier access, I think there's going to be more bad behavior. Once again, I'm just as uninformed as you are, and I could be totally all wet on this. But that was kind of my gut feeling, that if, you know, you can go to Vons and buy the liter of vodka along with your...
The Fonz?
Well, wherever. You know, Vons is a grocery store here.
I thought you said the Fonz.
And then you also pick up your bag of marijuana or
your
bag of cocaine or whatever. If the access is easier and legal, I think it's going to... I don't know. It just seems like there's going to be more trouble on the road. There's going to be more trouble with domestic... problems of domestic violence, perhaps, or you know, neglected children, or I don't know. It's a subject that I go back and forth like a tennis game on with feelings.
Yeah, but
about
those things already happened. You know what I mean? Like, just look at the case of prohibition of alcohol. All that we did by prohibiting alcohol was create a criminal element and basically, you know, further give people incentives to do things illicitly. And you know, it's not that you're ever going, like, legalization is not going to be a panacea to, like, remove all the problems of drug abuse. Most certainly, it's not going to probably address many of the problems of drug abuse. But it will, I think, give people a way to deal with drug abuse that does not make them criminals and does not remove the opportunity for them to give help or to get help. Because right now, if you're, you know, convicted of possession of crack cocaine, you're not necessarily, at least in my understanding, in most states, going to necessarily get treatment or anything like that. The first order of business is to treat you like a criminal. And so, to me, it's the morality of it is a separate issue. Like, that we can talk about as a, you know, like, do we educate students in school at an early age? You know, do we make sure that people can make informed choices? Do we give people, like, you know, resources to, like, not be in situations where they feel like they need to abuse drugs? And those, once they do...
Oh, dear.
You don't have it.
Madge.
And Madge. We're done.
Madge. Madge. Madge.
Pride.
Madge.
Nobody takes that into account.
Madge.
They think you don't have it.
What?
That's very fine, well, and good for Yeast Radio, but that does not belong on Eat This Hot Show. This is not your program. This is our program.
Pride. Now that she don't have it.
Now that she's been shamed. So, Madge, what do you think?
Well, I don't care, mostly. I just don't care because...
this income tax
It's just
bill.
That I don't care. Yeah. No. Not because of that. The thing is, I think there's a difference between... I mean, you can make all of it legal, and then you can regulate it. I mean, we have a lot of drugs that are legal but regulated. So I don't see making heroin legal and unregulated. Meanwhile, Prozac is regulated, and so is, you know, half the hemorrhoid medicines out there, for Christ's sake. And wart creams. But so, you know, make it legal and regulate it. Big whoopee. You know?
I think if you tie, you know, because, for example, somebody who's, like, cracked out on crystal meth, if they commit a crime or they do something while they're on, you know, you punish bad behavior. But if somebody is merely, you know, high in their living room, I don't understand how that is a crime.
I think it's like the suppression of Falun Gong in China. You know, governments, historically, they tend to suppress anything that makes people think they don't need government, that they don't need to be controlled. Drugs do that. Drugs make people realize that they don't necessarily need to be controlled.
Oh, I don't
especially
think that's...
Especially the so-called consciousness-expanding drugs or mind-altering drugs. A lot of time it opens up people to...
Yeah, but, you know,
picture.
The only people that say those things are people that are on them. You know, I don't necessarily buy that either.
No, that's not true. There's been a lot of research done on... a lot of researchers did papers on LSD in the 1960s, and they certainly thought that.
Okay. What do you...
And Native Americans with their payouts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I've just found the most enjoyable experiences in my life have been unaltered by substances.
But that was...
Yeah, well, me too, but it doesn't change the fact that I think what I said is the truth, because I've had experiences on both. And, you know, just because an experience is mind-expanding, altering, or consciousness-expanding does not by any means make that a positive experience necessarily, or a necessary one. In fact, it's probably unnecessary and unnatural. But it does have that effect for a lot of people. It's like there was a study, okay, this is one of the studies, because I read this book of papers, because they did a whole lot of research, academic research, you know, we're talking Harvard and all this shit, and I'm not just talking about Timothy Leary, because he kind of ruined it, but there were some hardcore researchers working on LSD in the 60s, before the FDA banned it, and then they couldn't research it anymore. They did experiments, and one of the experiments showed it was very, very controlled environment. It wasn't recreational at all. In fact, these researchers were all completely against the recreational use of LSD, vehemently against it. They were only in favor of LSD use in very controlled settings with therapists who were trained and blah, 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 and the candles and very lesbian. And so, but what they found is that when they took adults through this experience, you know, they would come in, let's say 10% of them said classical music is their favorite music when asked. They'd come out of the experiments with 95% of them saying that classical music is their favorite. More importantly, they went in and they said, how many of you are pacifists? Very small, single-digit percentages call themselves pacifists. after they took the LSD had the experience, about 99% said they were pacifists. Those are just a few examples.
Do they have any idea why?
I mean, that to me is just like, you know, any other psychotropic or whatever drug. I mean, if there are medical applications or applications that, you know, benefit people's lives and they can be done in a way that's not harmful to them, I don't think there's a problem with that. But what I was probably making an argument against is, you know, somebody's recreational drug use, you know, their justification for that being that somehow, you know, when I'm all smoked up and high and I have this experience about life being so magical,
right,
that's kind of the shit that I'm like, you know, that right, just sounds like hippie stoner PR.
No, that's why I had a bad trip. Because if I had, you know,
to Pittsburgh,
it's not controlled, people can get killed and jump off buildings. It's happened.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one time I did hallucinogenic mushrooms, I thought, you know, the voices were never going to leave.
Well, that's what happened to me for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's a good point, though, because they were, when I lived in Amsterdam, they were legal. And I did them nonstop, like every day. And I was fucking nuts. I mean, I was the kind of person you don't talk to on the train. Seriously.
You still are.
Huh?
I said you still are.
Oh, yes. I am in the chair. But listen, the thing is, it's true. So there it was legal. And I was fucked up. But it was my own fault. And then I stopped doing it. And now when I go back there, although they did make them illegal since then. So I don't know. Go look at that. Maybe that's an interesting little case study.
You know, and maybe it's not a matter of making things available. You know, you walk to your corner drugstore and you can buy some mushrooms. But, you know, if there's a psychological need for them, they can be prescribed by a practitioner.
I'm all for the research. Of what I really would like is to see a return to the research of these psychedelic drugs, because it's a shame that it stopped, in my opinion. There was some amazing research coming out, and they wouldn't even let the scientists have this.
Well, even with marijuana, that's what the most atrocious thing is that there's, you know, some minor research has been done to show there's been medicinal benefits to marijuana, right, but yet the government doesn't allow federal research.
Right. Well,
and
yeah.
Or hemp.
That...
Yeah, hemp oil.
And with that, we have come to the end of yet another unbelievably
exciting
edition.
I love how we always have the exciting conversation within the last 10 minutes. I hope that people...
You know, I think podcasts... And I'm just thinking of this now, and I'm sorry, Vera, but this is important because I'm saying it.
Okay.
The thing is... I'm remembering now, as it is almost June, that every single year for me, my podcast audience takes quite a dwindling every single summer. Maybe we should all just have seasons like the regular TV programs and just not do it over the fucking summers.
Well, that's
the thought.
It's an excellent thought and a great concept to end on. So why don't you say goodbye, Wanda, and tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, ladies, my name is Wanda Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today, and you can listen to me regularly, like your bowel movements, on WandaWisdom.com. Thank you.
And
my name is
Madge. Why don't you tell us goodbye and where we can find you?
I was feeling anyway.
Okay.
My name is Madge Weinstein. You can find me in the toilet or at least Radio George Cool, even though I hardly ever go. Also insanefilms.com. And get fucked.
And I am your Auntie Vera Charles, and you can find me at veraspeaks.com. Thank you, one and all, and bye-bye.
Pride. They say you don't have it. They say we don't have it. Pride. Pride. Pride, pride, pride. They say we don't have it. They say we don't have it.